call received from home care agency.
Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I assist you?
Hi. My name is Brenda Dickens, and I'm in need of some assistance with handicap accessible help or apartment, and it's not handicap accessible. And I need handicap accessibility.
Okay.
And,
You're calling a home care agency? Did you need home care services?
I haven't called a home. I do need some home care services.
Okay, well, let's get you everything out the way, okay? Because that's called the medical supply, what you're needing. So once you get onto home care services, your doctor can give us the referral. And then the state will, you know, send you over your medical supplies, okay, so that you can get your home handicap accessible.
Okay.
What's your first name? You said Ms. Brenda and then Dickens?
Correct.
Your date of birth, Ms. Brenda?
Is 01-06-1964.
And what county are you in?
Chester. Oh, wait a minute, Delaware. Delaware.
And what's your home address?
It's 325 QC.
You want
C-U-S-E-Y.
And is that Avenue
apartment.
Road?
Street.
Okay. Apartment?
209.
Okay.
That's Chester, PA.
Uh-huh.
19013.
Okay. And do you have active Medicaid?
No.
What kind of health insurances do you have?
I have Medicare.
All right. Well, let's check.
Cigna.
Because the program that covers this service where you can hire a friend, family, or trust a loved one to get some help at home, like running your errands, prepping your meals, cooking, cleaning for you, things of that nature, is usually paid through your Medicaid or secondary insurance. So I'm going to check real quick to see what you currently have and see if you're eligible. If not, would you like to apply for Medicaid, see if you are eligible for the program? It doesn't cost you anything. Okay, good. Give me one second. Let me just run it here and let me see, because usually a lot of seniors are already eligible for it and they don't even realize it. So let's check for you. How old are you, ma'am?
62.
Let me see. And if there's a waiver, if you have a spend down on your Medicaid after the age of 63, the state is waiving it. So that's a good thing, too.
Oh, say that again?
A waiver, meaning if you over the age of 63, they're waiving the spend down. If you have
what's
a spend down on your, if you don't know what it is, then you don't know. A spend down is basically when you qualify for Medicaid, but you're over the income bracket by, like, let's say 100, 200, 300, just using any number, and you're over that amount, they allow you to be eligible for the program, but you got to spend back into Medicaid. So instead of them denying you services, you could get on services, reap all the long-term care benefits, but pay back into the program. So whatever you're over the income bracket, instead of you not, it goes back into Medicaid. You pay back into it.
Okay.
One second. So at some point, yeah, you have Medicaid. You have Medicaid.
I do. Well,
yeah, you do.
I had gotten it over in Philly, and then I moved to Chester. And then when I was asking to transfer it, and I tried to process my paperwork.
No, you don't need to.
No one was helping me.
No, you know why? Because you're going from one county to the next in the same state. Your Medicaid is good anywhere you go, in any county, as long as you're in the same state. Now, let's say, for example, you're living in PA, and now you move to New York. That you have to drop services in PA and reopen them back in New York. But if you're moving from county to county within the same state, you don't need to. Your Medicaid goes with you. You don't lose it. Okay, so this is going to be a lot easier.
I don't have a Medicaid card, so how do I get my things that I was supposed to get? Because I think the problem was I was in a shelter.
It's okay.
And I moved from here from the shelter.
Congratulations on obtaining your new home. That's a big deal.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And so I think my things got mixed up.
Okay.
Because of that.
So I'm going to tell you exactly what's going on. Okay, so right now you have what's called basic Medicaid. It's open. That means that you haven't chosen a provider yet. You could either do Keystone, AmeriHealth, UPMC, or PA Health and Wellness. I suggest, Melissa, which one gives you the most hours? Keystone, AmeriHealth, PA Health and Wellness? It doesn't matter? Keystone is really good. It doesn't really matter which one you choose, but I like Keystone because of their patient services. They're very quick. They answer, respond very fast. The service coordinators are on top of the patient, so they help. I'm going to put you in touch with the Medicaid broker. I'm going to assist you and handhold you until you get a physical Medicaid ID card, and you also get to choose which provider is going to be paying for the service, because we need to get a provider to pay for all your long-term care needs now, okay?
Okay.
Now, who are you going to be assigning to be your caregiver? You could assign anyone, friend, family, trusted loved one over the age of 18. If you don't identify anyone now, it's okay. You could take time and then let me know later. Or if not, you could tell me, Jasmine, I don't have anyone. Can you send me someone? And I'll send
you. Yeah, I don't have anyone.
All right. I just need you to write down some of my information. Let me know when you're ready, because we're going to do this right now.
Okay.
Let me see if anyone else is here so that they can assist you through that call, because we're not going to waste no time.
Let me see if I can get a pin from somebody. Excuse me, do any of you ladies have a pen? Hi. Oh, I think I can get out of here.
Hello, how are you?
Thank you. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so I want you to put Medicaid broker number down. And listen, are you writing this in a notebook, notepad, somewhere where you could reference back to it? Because you're going to need all this stuff we're going to get.
Okay, I'm going to put it in a book.
Okay, so Medicaid broker number. The number is, you let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead, I'm ready.
It's 877. 550-4227. Your Medicaid ID number.
I'm sorry, wait a minute.
Okay.
4427. So I got 877-550-4427.
No, 4227. Mm-hmm.
4227.
You got it.
Okay.
All right. Now I want you to write Medicaid ID number, because you need this. You didn't even know you had it. So you need these numbers. Always keep this in your wallet, somewhere where you can see it. Okay? So your Medicaid ID number is 001.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. This pen keeps stop writing. Oh, my goodness. You have another pen or no?
Oh, pencil, marker, crayon. Tell them you need anything.
A pencil.
Pencil.
Marker, you have another pen?
There you go.
No, it's not. It's keep stop writing. Is that right? Is that a pen? Okay. Yes. Mhm. Okay.
It's 0014. 098966. So that's 00140-98966.
98966.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
All right.
Now, I've seen that number, but why would no one ever tell me that I had it?
Not yet. And you have my active Medicaid. So I want you to do, okay, what I want you to do is call your primary care physician, your head doctor. Tell them, listen, I need handicap rails. I need handicap accessible equipment in my bathroom, on my railings. I need you to prescribe me all these things, because Medicaid pays for that. You then take that referral and you take it to any medical supply store and they have to fill it for you.
Okay.
Now I want you to write the agency's information, Ms. Brenda, because you're going to be with us for a while.
Okay.
So my name is Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N. My number is 267-551-7400.
Can you say that again?
Yep, 267-551-7400.
Okay.
And this is Family First Care. That's Family First Care.
Okay. So you'll be like my case manager?
I'm going to be your to-go-to for everything with the state, okay? So, like, let's say you get awarded home care and, you know, the hours that they're giving you is not enough. You want more hours. You're going to call me, Jasmine, I need more hours. I'm going to fight. I'm going to put in an appeal. I'm going to get a new reassessment. We're going to get what you need done. Any changes to your care plan? Anything to do with your care plan once you get accepted into the program. And then here at Family First, you're also going to get assigned a coordinator, your very own coordinator, which is going to assist you in identifying an aide, you know, to come in and assist you at your home.
Okay.
Just give me 1 second because I'm waiting for someone to become available to assist you through this call, okay?
Okay.
Hold on 1 second.
I still need it. I just came out because you were saying you were going to shut the door.
Miss Abigail is going to be further assisting you, okay? She just needs a minute. Place you on a hold until she's ready, okay?
Okay.
Okay, please hold.
No, it's just bread. If you actually helped me, because come to find out that I did have Medicaid, because what you telling me ahead? I told you they had approved me in Philly, but they was making it like they couldn't transfer. She says they already have it in the record and already have it. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Miss Abigail is ready for you, okay? Please hold while I transfer you to her. Welcome to Family First, Miss Brenda. You call me if you need me, okay? Yes.
So you just gave me your first name. You have a last name?
My last name is Tejera, T-E-J-E-R-A.
Okay.
All right, please hold.
So if I have any problems, always call you first.
You always call me first.
Okay.
All right, please hold. Uh-huh. Please hold.
Hi, this is Abigail from Family First Care. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, amazing. So I see you just spoke to Jasmine, correct?
Correct.
Okay, amazing. So let me just run you through the application process a bit. Firstly, are you the patient or are you calling on behalf of a patient?
I'm the patient.
Okay.
I'm the patient.
So let me tell you like this. The application goes, you have to get approved from the state and from the county. So the state has a company called Maximus, which they send out to brokers.
She told me that I was already, I'm sorry, for some reason she told me that I was already approved. Well, I was approved in Philly and then I moved to Chester. And so Jasmine told me that they already have me down for Medicaid, which I didn't even know I had Medicaid.
Okay, just a second, please. Just a second, sorry. Hi, sorry about that. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so yes, you may have Medicaid, but you do need to be approved still from the county and the state. So you're going to have to go through the process of the application. So I'm going to let you know exactly what has to be done. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just firstly, before we start, I just want to confirm that you aren't making more than $2,900 a month, correct?
Correct.
And how about, do you own a home or a car?
I'm in the process of trying to get a car, a handicapped accessible vehicle. And I do own a house.
You own a house.
But the house is in disrepair. It's not livable.
Okay, I'm assuming it's over $8,000, correct?
I don't know what they would value it at, but I'm assuming that it is.
Okay, and do you have any other assets or any other savings for over $8,000?
Yes.
Okay, so let me tell you like this. Our agency, because we are government funded, they run into some issues when a patient is financially over a certain limit. So what we can do is I can send you the broker's number. Did Jasmine give that to you already?
She gave me, Medicaid broker number, yes. Mm-hmm.
For the number is 877-550-4227?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to call them and you're going to schedule the assessment and they're going to walk you through the process. You're going to have to be in touch with them and they will, if they approve you, if they send you an approval, once you get that, then you can contact us again and let us know you are approved and we can be your agency.
Now, she said that I had a Medicaid ID number. So,
that means you have Medicaid, which is good. Then you don't have to get a new insurance company, but you will still need to get approved for the services.
Okay.
So if you can get in touch,
who do I call to get a Medicaid ID from? Because I don't have an ID.
So call the broker. The broker will give that all the information to you, and they will also schedule your assessment.
Okay.
So you can reach back out to us as soon as you get approved, okay?
Okay. I'll be calling Jasmine again, right?
Yes, once you're approved. That may take a couple of weeks, but you'll get in touch with Maximus. They will be able to help you and tell you exactly what needs to be done. And then if you get an approval, we can be your agent. We can provide you with a service for home.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
Bye-bye.